This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump says he has called off secret talks that were to be held Sunday at Camp David in the U.S. state of Maryland with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and major Taliban leaders. Trump explained in a series of Saturday evening tweets he immediately canceled plans and called off peace negotiations following a car bomb blast in Kabul that killed 12 people, including an American soldier. Negotiations to reach a peace agreement have been underway for months between U.S. diplomats and the Taliban. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange, raising hopes of renewed efforts to end the five-year war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists that has killed an estimated 13,000 people. Charles Maines has more from Moscow on who has been released.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. I hope the other captors will be freed soon as well, said Sentsov, speaking to reporters. But even with the last prisoner freed, our fight is not over. On the Russian side, joy over the release of Kirill Vyshinsky, a journalist who was jailed while reporting for the RIA Novosti news service from Kiev. Journalists should never be jailed, he said in an interview on the Russia 24 channel. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Attention now turns to efforts to negotiate a lasting peace deal between the two countries. This is VOA News. The Canadian Hurricane Center said Hurricane Dorian was forecast to make landfall in Nova Scotia Saturday evening. The storm strengthened to a Category 2 storm for a few hours Saturday as it headed toward the eastern coast of Canada. However, it was again downgraded to a Category 1 storm late in the afternoon. The storm devastated the Bahamas, where thousands of people have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives. Freeport resident Valentino Burt says conditions on Grand Bahama are tough right now.
We don't have no power, no water, and it's hard to live over here. It's hard to live. We sleep outside. Even outside isn't even cool.
International search and rescue teams are searching for survivors. The death toll in the Bahamas is 43, but it is expected to rise. British lawmakers and legal authorities took to the airwaves and rounded on Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday. This after he indicated he would ignore a new law preventing him from taking the country out of the European Union without a deal on October 31st. Johnson declared earlier this week that he would rather be dead in a ditch than delay Britain's departure from the EU, regardless of whether Parliament passed a bill forcing him to do so. Former Conservative lawmaker Dominic Grieve, who now sits as an independent, said Johnson's behavior was outrageous.
I'm appalled that a Prime Minister, a Conservative Prime Minister, who says he's a Conservative, should be behaving in this fashion. We're a party that upholds the rule of law, upholds our constitution. He's been in the process of trashing the constitution, and he now says, apparently, he would break the law. This is just, it is actually ridiculous. It's shaming.
Support for the Prime Minister came from the Conservative Party lawmaker Nigel Evans.
When you get outside of the Westminster bubble, the metropolis of London, it is amazing the feeling of support that I'm hearing now for Boris and the approach that he's taking. After all he's doing is trying to deliver on the promise that the politicians gave to the people.
An opposition bill that would force Johnson to ask the EU for an extension to Britain's departure to avoid a no-deal exit was approved by Parliament's appointed upper chamber on Friday. Pope Francis joined 100,000 young people from Madagascar for an evening vigil on Saturday as part of his tour of the East African island. Thousands gathered in a field in Antananarivo to catch a glimpse of the leader of the Catholic Church and to watch as dancers performed for him. The pontiff denounced illegal logging and exploitation of Madagascar's unique natural resources earlier that day. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.